if you can give a little more information where the leak is and what, if any, damage?
Yeah, there's no damage to the building other than the actual leak itself, which is located outside the building. The leak just made it to where there's no water pressure inside the school building. You know, the toilets aren't functioning, faucets aren't functioning, water fountains aren't functioning. Makes it pretty difficult to take care of 600 youngsters with no water in a building.
How was it detected?
We did know about it early this morning, and had the city out to check on it. And as soon as we realized it was going to be take a long time to fix, like as in most of the day today, that's when we made the determination to cancel classes at Southwood Valley Elementary.
And we're visiting just after 10 in the morning, all the children taken care of. And I understand if those who didn't have parents pick them up immediately, they were taken to College Station High School.
Right. Well, I don't think anyone had to actually go to College Station High School. I think the vast majority of the students were picked up prior to 9 o'clock. There were maybe a handful left, but their parents had already been contacted, and they were going to come up to Southwood Valley to pick them up. And so luckily for the school district, the word got around well, and we did a good job of communicating to our parents, and they were able to come and get their children safely.
Well, that's why you have these kind of contingency plans in place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got some, with the power of social media and websites and our school messenger system that allows us to call and email parents, all parents in the district in about a 10-minute span, really is a powerful tool and something that paid for itself today. That's for sure.